Step 5, taking the wheel, embracing personal responsibility. This might be the most uncomfortable step we cover, and that discomfort, pay attention to it. It's trying to tell you something. Here's the uncomfortable truth at the heart of this guide. Most of the time, when nothing is changing in your life, it's not because you can't change it. It's because some part of you has chosen not to. That's a hard sentence. So let me explain what I mean and what I don't mean. I don't mean everything in your life is your fault. Bad things happen. Systems are unfair. Some circumstances are genuinely beyond your control. But within whatever circumstances you're in, there are choices you're making every day. And many of those choices are designed, often unconsciously, to keep things exactly the way they are. I call this the comfortable prison. You might not like yourself, but you know where the walls are. You've adapted. And the thought of walking out through the open door into something unknown, that's terrifying in a way that staying put isn't. Let me tell you how I learned this. For 3 years, I stayed in the job that was draining the life out of me. Not a terrible job. The pay was decent. The hours were fine. But every Sunday night, I felt a weight settle on my chest. Every morning, I sat in my car in the parking lot for extra minutes before going in. I spent my lunch breaks scrolling job boards, then closing the browser without applying to anything. I had a catalog of reasons why I couldn't leave. The job market was tough. I had bills. I didn't have the right qualifications. It wasn't the right time. Every one of those reasons felt true. But here's what I eventually had to admit. The reasons I couldn't leave had become reasons I didn't have to try. The shift happened on an ordinary Tuesday. A coworker announced she was leaving to start her own business. She had the same bills I had, the same uncertain job market, but she was doing it anyway. And I felt something unexpected, not inspiration, but anger. I was angry at her for proving it was possible. Because as long as nobody was making the leap, I could tell myself the leap couldn't be made. That anger was the most honest emotion I'd felt in months. And when I sat with it, I realized it wasn't anger at her. It was anger at myself. I didn't quit that week, but I stopped lying to myself about why I was staying. And that honesty was the crack that let the light in. Taking responsibility isn't about blame. It's about recognizing your power. You are not a leaf blown by the wind. Even in difficult circumstances, you can choose your response. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor, wrote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." If he could find a space for choice in a concentration camp, you can find it in your circumstances. Think about one area of your life where you've been a passenger instead of a driver. What would it look like to take the wheel?